Hey everyone, welcome to episode 16 of Student Radio Stories. This episode is an interview episode with Kieran Minetta-Jones. Kieran is a graduate of Student Radio this year, the continuing South West and South Wales Regional Officer for the SRA and a freelance podcast and radio producer. Let's get into the interview and hear more from Kieran about his time in Student Radio and his roles in the radio industry. I'm here with Kieran Minetta-Jones. So Kieran, what are your current jobs and roles now in the radio industry?
Currently, I work as a freelance producer for podcasts and radio. I mostly work with small independent production companies or independent clients, mainly on podcasts, but I also kind of work as a consultant for radio or podcasts, kind of where the jobs are right now. But yeah, mostly doing freelance stuff as lockdown is hard to find proper jobs, but that's me at the moment.
How did you get into these jobs and roles?
A good thing Student Radio gives you is contacts, and kind of even if you just go to events, people kind of want to speak to you. So the way I kind of got into freelance production is through one of the training days, probably about 3-4 years ago, when I met a guy called Steve Austin, who used to be the editor of BBC Radio Wales. He then left BBC Radio Wales to start his own podcast production company. And he knew me, and he knew I was quite a good producer for Express. So he started to give me some regular work, some editing jobs, some social media jobs. And then that relationship just kind of promoted me to move more towards the freelance and podcast side, I suppose. And then just literally going out, finding different companies, sending them emails, dropping people messages, seeing what if producers need a hand or if companies have any work they need freelancers for, just kind of things like that.
Would you say podcasting is an area of radio that you enjoy?
Yes, it's definitely an area I enjoy because podcasting and radio as a medium is very similar. It's kind of the difference just between regular TV and Netflix. It's just kind of on-demand audio or scheduled audio. I have a passion just for audio and content based on audio. So podcasts and radio for me, they link very heavily, and I create things for both, and I always have. So it's just kind of I think they work together a lot, and I think both areas are something that I work quite well in.
Where did your interest in radio begin?
This would be a long time ago. Back when I was in school, I'd say I was probably that kid who just liked listening to radio and knew all the presenters and knew all the schedules. I was always telling stories in school about what a presenter said on the radio because I thought it was really funny. And people didn't really care that much, as much as I did anyway. So I suppose from school, I always wanted to go into radio, but I never thought it could be a realistic job opportunity until I went to uni. So before I went to uni, while researching the course and things, because I did biomedical science at Cardiff. Before going to do any course, I also researched student radio stations. And I always wanted to go to Cardiff, but I also knew they had a very good student radio station. And as soon as I got there, I wrote an email to the station manager that year and wanting to get involved, put my name in first. And then I went to a meeting with her. She was very lovely and encouraging, and just kind of talked me through the radio, the way radio works, the radio industry. And I think from my freshers week, I probably fell in love with radio and just kind of did that all of the time, probably way too much more than my course. So I think radio has always been that place I wanted to end up, but I didn't know how to get there until uni. And then I suppose it became a lot more realistic. So I suppose interest began years and years and years ago, as I always just loved flicking through stations and hearing different presenters and different features. But then the like serious career path, I suppose, started in uni.
So what made you want to join and get involved with your university student radio station?
I suppose the interest in radio and the fact that when researching different studio radio stations, I also kind of looked at societies and different societies, because all I wanted from university was a decent course, which Cardiff had, a decent biomedical science course, a decent student radio station, and Cardiff at the time actually had a very, very popular radio station, and also a good snow club because I like to ski. So those are kind of the three things I aim for. And as soon as I got to Cardiff, I just immediately got involved with the student radio station and discovered it was a lot better than I thought it was. And I just went there every day. It's a lovely community. Student radio stations, they have a different feel to societies, where you're not only part of like, you're not really in part of a club, you're part of a station. And it's a whole community, and the community atmosphere in student radio is always, I'd say, very friendly and very kind of, everyone's accepted, everyone likes everyone, everyone's pretty happy, at least in my experience. And I think you just find people who you can speak to very easily, very quickly, whether it be about radio or other things. I think getting involved in Freshers Week, or actually before Freshers Week, I kind of met my station manager just to show how keen I was.
Yeah.
I suppose getting involved after that was pretty easy for me, because I got to know the exec team pretty well before anyone else. So it kind of meant I had that point of contact where I could go there at any point and just get information and create some content and get on the radio and do some stupid features I thought of in the car. But yeah, in Cardiff, Express Radio is pretty great. And I absolutely love my time there. From the moment I got to uni, I was involved.
Yeah, like you say, there's definitely a community feel to student radio, like people within your station and getting involved with the SRA. Whenever you speak to someone, they're always so excited and keen to talk about the good things that radio can do.
They are, exactly.
So what have been some of your highlights during your time in student radio?
So I suppose my time in student radio technically finished this year, but it kind of finished last year. Just so I finished my degree this year, but I wasn't in uni doing it. So I kind of just focused on my SRA role and being a freelancer. But from last year, highlights, there are so many highlights. I was in uni for a long time. I should have been there for 3 years. I ended up being there for 6 years because of all other medical issues, and I had to take time off and such. But that kind of made my time in student radio more special, because when I had to take time off from uni because of medical reasons and I was in and out of hospital a lot, I could always go to the student station, as that's where my friends were, that's where, you know, the community I felt most comfortable in. So most of my highlights probably include just being able to go there whenever, you know, I feel like I don't want to go anywhere else. I just want to be in a happy place. I want to be around people I know, people I can create some amazing radio content with. And some of the highlights is probably sitting on the balcony, just planning a feature with my show team or my producer, just because that's where you kind of felt at your happiest, I suppose, in student radio. But then obviously there's bigger highlights, winning SRA awards, winning station awards, winning all of those things, which I'm very happy to do. But I think for me, more of my highlights don't come from winning something for myself, but come from watching other people I've worked so closely with win awards. Like a big highlight personally for me is last year's SRA Awards. Express won, well, they didn't win, they got silver for best event for Varsity, which is something I personally kind of took a lot on and was very proud of that achievement and the way we dealt with that day. But also I was very, very proud of my fellow show co-host, Sam McGregor, for winning Best Presenter, because since he came to the station, he was so keen. He was always asking questions, wanting to learn more, and I thought that was just amazing to see someone else as enthusiastic and ready as me. So knowing Sam the whole time he's been there and trying to help him and achieve what he wants to achieve, he's very driven. And I was very proud of him when he won Best Presenter. So among all the other things, I suppose, seeing people you work with so closely day to day winning or getting their rewards for their work was probably my highlights, I suppose. Among the small things, which are sitting on the balcony and planning shows, student radio as a whole was a highlight of my entire university career, really. It was just a nice place to go.
So what made you want to be part of the SRA committee?
The SRA is a very, very good association, and their aim to help students and student stations is just amazing. I love the idea of helping students, because it's never easy being in a student station and trying to achieve all these things when some people, not like through their own kind of malice, but if the SUs don't kind of support you, if you don't have funding, if you don't have the members, it's kind of hard. So the Student Radio Association is just an amazing thing where it kind of connects student stations to the real industry and hosts all these events for people to go to learn more about radio. We host training days, we host awards, we host a conference, just to connect people to the industry and learn more and achieve awards, which they can then use to go on and get jobs and network with people, I suppose. So the fact they did that, I think from when I started, I always had a kind of goal in my head to get through the, you know, the become a station manager, which I didn't. I became deputy station manager, which still was an amazing highlight for me. And then I always kind of wanted to move into the SRA, just because I was at uni for such a long time that I learned so much in student radio. I thought I had a lot I could give back, and I could teach people and I could help people. And in my region, we hadn't had the best luck with regional officers for 2 years before me. So as a region, we felt quite disconnected. So I thought this is a good opportunity for me to, one, be part of the SRA, because I thought the work they do is amazing, but two, try to build more of a community in my region and just help stations and people as much as I can, because I've learned a lot. I have a lot of connections, I suppose. So I have the tools where I can go out and I can help people achieve what they want to in student radio. So I suppose that motivation was why I wanted to become part of it.
Yeah, I think the SRA sort of creates a community and helps connect people, like going out of the radio industry, like into getting a job in radio, and helps people that way. And I think it's great that you wanted to help your station and then go on and share what you've learned with the SRA.
Yeah, I think the main task is just to help people get to where they want to be. And as much as when you leave the SRA, you know, you kind of find your own job and it's hard, the things that we try to help you achieve while in student radio kind of focuses essentially what you learn, and also you then kind of know what you need to go out and apply for and what skills you have and what skills you need to say you have or what skills you need to learn. And I think the SRA is very, like a lot of the radio industry is from student radio now, which is a very good sign. And I have no doubt that in 10 years, most of the industry will still be student radio alumni who have also been part of the SRA or worked with the SRA. So I think it's quite an essential association now, especially with all the issues in the radio industry and the lockdown itself, that it's quite important to keep students connected, because if there wasn't that bridge which helps you get from student radio to industry, then I imagine a lot of people won't have much of an idea how to do that. And I didn't have an idea how to do that at all until speaking with people I knew from the SRA and other people they connect me to. So I suppose it does help a lot. And that's the entire aim of it, I suppose.
What does your role as the South West and South Wales Regional Officer for the SRA mean to you?
The regional officer role for me is quite, it's a role where I feel comfortable because I'm from this region, which I think helps me a lot. But also the role allows me to be able to create my own days to help students, to kind of help my student stations in my own way. I suppose if they need a lot of help, I can kind of then get other people involved. But most of the time, just giving advice to stations in my region means a lot to me. I think that's why I became regional officer in the first place, is to help students and student stations. And a lot of stations, especially before I was RO, we didn't talk to each other in this region because we didn't know each other and our ROs weren't great. So connecting each station is quite a big part of what I want to do and create a community. So if I can't help people or assist people in something, maybe other stations in my region can assist with that. And I think that kind of community definitely helps everyone, rather than all being separate and not kind of knowing where to go. I think I'm just kind of the person who can either lead you to someone who knows or can really try to connect you and help myself. Does that make sense? That kind of makes sense. But it means a lot to me to be able to give back and help students and student stations within my region, especially. As you know, student radio is such a big part of where I'm going to go in my career and where I have been and what I've been able to do well in student radio or around student radio. I've done some amazing things, talked to some amazing people, been to amazing places. So if I can even assist in any way to any student in my region, then that kind of means a lot to me.
Do you hope to have a career in the radio industry, like in the future?
Yes. I think since I joined student radio, my ambition is always, have a career in have a career in radio. And it hasn't changed. I suppose the roles I kind of want now or aim for are different, because obviously when everyone goes into student radio, they're probably like, I want to be on Radio 1. I want to present on Radio 1. That's kind of where you start, I suppose, or present your favorite station. It's not always Radio 1. But then when you go through student radio and then you leave and you start working, you kind of realize there are so many different roles and jobs out there which can be very specific to your kind of skill set. Like I found I'm a pretty good producer. I'm pretty creative with content. I manage people quite well, I work with people well, and I'm good at editing. So at the moment, freelance producer is probably perfect for what I can do. But in the future, being an actual show producer on a station is kind of the aim. And I think everything in student radio has definitely helped me get to that point of realizing, number one, what I want to do, but also what I kind of need to build on to achieve what I want to see in the future. But yes, radio industry is the aim.
So what made you want to carry on and be the South West and South Wales regional officer for the SRA for the 2020 to 2021 committee?
I think just, I can't remember if we had to apply for this before lockdown or around the same time as lockdown, but I wasn't initially going to go for it. And then I think lockdown and everything happened. And it became kind of difficult to not only kind of do radio and kind of look for jobs, but it became difficult to also kind of find someone who also wants to do my role next year. And then I kind of decided there's a lot I haven't achieved that I wanted to achieve last year, which either was still going to happen and didn't because of lockdown, or just it was a first year and maybe I kind of bit off more than I could chew kind of thing. So I wanted to stay in the SRA. I kind of was trying to find another role that I could suit quite well. But then I thought there's a lot I haven't achieved in my region right now. And I think with one more year, especially being an RO for one more year, it's probably going to be a much more successful year for me and my region as a whole, because I kind of know what I'm doing. I know how to set up training days. I'm now more, I suppose, engrossed in the whole SRA committee. I know more people. So I thought it's probably a good thing that I stay in this region and help this region achieve more on what I originally wanted to achieve, rather than try to do something different straight off. So I'm pretty happy where I am. I'm still living in Bridgend, outside of Cardiff. So I'm still in this region. So why not stay and help this region a bit more? And then hopefully next year, you know, move on, potentially go to another role or just kind of move into different jobs, I suppose. It was just kind of more of a fact that I wanted to stay and help the region. And it's not that I couldn't do that if I moved into any other role, but I had no guarantee of getting any other role anyway. So I thought, I think I could be a regional officer again and do an even better job. And I thought that was more important than trying to reach and find something else at that time, especially during lockdown.
And finally, what advice would you give to those currently in student radio?
Ooh, I've given a lot of advice to people in student radio, being there for so long. I suppose the biggest advice I'd give, and it is the advice lots of people give because it is quite important. But when you're doing student radio is amazing at allowing you to do pretty much anything you want to a certain degree. And you can be creative with content. You can do things which don't work, which are absolutely ridiculous, but it doesn't matter because it's student radio. You can try different things. Like, as part of student radio, I interviewed people. I got good at interviewing. I edited a lot of things. I became good at editing and making jingles and sound and podcasts. I was a presenter for all of my time there, but I was also a producer. I organized events. I managed schedules. I managed programming. I DJed. I also, sometime when I was deputy station manager, you know, kind of handled different things in that area, like management. I suppose my point is try to do everything student radio offers, because when you leave student radio, you probably won't have that much opportunity to do everything. And not only does it kind of allow you to find out what you want to do and realize, ooh, this is quite good, let's go do this. Maybe you'll find a passion for DJing, maybe it'll be a passion for editing and creating fun jingles or event management, I don't know. But not only does that allow you to do different things and find what you want to do, it also develops your skill set beyond just presenting a show every week and that's kind of what you do. If you expand your skill set, you also become more employable. It's not about that at the end of the day, it's about, you know, really enjoying your time there. But that doesn't not help, does it? And I suppose just trying every possible thing you can do within your student radio station because it definitely helps you find out where you want to go, what you're good at, and gives you just more skills to work with. Like from first year to third year, I probably only use Audition and that's about it. But then since then, I'm pretty good at Photoshop, pretty good at Premiere, making videos, pretty good at After Effects, and many other kind of softwares. So you gain more skills the more you do. And also you don't have another chance to do that when you leave, most probably. So yeah, just do everything, get involved. It's great fun.
Thank you, Kieran, for being part of my podcast and sharing your student radio journey with me and sharing your advice.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Kieran, for talking to me about your student radio journey. Good luck with your continued role in the Student Radio Association and freelancing. Stay tuned for more student radio stories to come. Bye, everyone!